The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be exploring the present and future of the State University of New York at New Paltz. And our very special guest is Darrell P. Wheeler. He is the new president of the State University of New York at New Paltz. And Dr. Wheeler was appointed as the ninth president of the State University of New York at New Paltz in July of 2022. And as president, he's responsible for all aspects of campus academic and administrative operations. Prior to coming to New Paltz, President Wheeler served as provost and senior vice president for academic affairs at Iona College, as dean of the School of Social Welfare and vice president for public engagement at the University of Albany, and dean of the School of Social Work at Loyola University, Chicago. He has additionally held academic positions at Hunter College, City University of New York, Columbia University, and the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. President Wheeler received his PhD in social work and master's in public health and health administration from the University of Pittsburgh, his master's in social work and health and mental health from Howard University, and his bachelor's in sociology from Cornell College. He served in the United States Air Force and as an intern officer in the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio, President Wheeler.
Thank you very much. May I call you Vincent?
You may. It's so nice to have you here. So, President Wheeler, given your background and your areas of study and who you are as a person, what inspired and motivated you to seek the presidency of the State University at New Paltz at this particular point in time?
Wow, that's a great question. I've had a wonderful, wonderful academic career, especially for someone who didn't think he was going to go into academia when I was doing my PhD work. When I have moved from position and gotten more into academic administration and began to think about next steps, I started to think about, well, what type of an institution would attract me? Because I've been at publics and privates and research institutions. And what really started to stand out for me and really jumped out as I looked at SUNY New Paltz and the opportunity was its engagement with the community, its commitment to student learning, its strong ties between students, alumni, and community partners. And you know, I must admit, geographically, you can't beat the location for its beauty and set of activities. So the stars aligned in terms of what felt like a good institution for my academic fit, a strong and vibrant community that still upholds teaching as a critical component, a comprehensive offering undergraduate and graduate degrees, and a very strong faculty and very active student community and alumni network. So those things really attracted me.
And that almost answers my next question about your vision for what an exceptional state university should be and could be going forward into the future.
Yeah, to know me is to know that I'm pretty old school and I still do a lot of handwritten things because I like the relationship between writing and reinforcing content. So inside the front cover of my notebook, which kind of travels everywhere with me, is the mission of the State University of New York, New Paltz. And the mission has, in my humble estimation, two critical components. The first is its value for the credential seeker and our ability to provide that pathway to degrees and credentials. The second is its very strong commitment to the citizens of New York as a public institution. And I think those are the two signatures that make for an exceptional state university. Its ability to deliver a high quality education in the various disciplines and to stay very relevant in that regard, and to be able to be seen as a value added to the citizens of the state.
I'm so glad you said that because it kind of segues into my next question. And I should say that I am the father of a high school senior who is now, and we're now on the college tour circuit. This past weekend, we went to a college further up north and they had all the prospective students and parents gathered in an auditorium. And one of the professors gave a mini version of a seminar that he does for incoming freshmen and talking about the value of higher education. And one of the things really, really struck me as really critically important. He talked about the role of a higher education in preserving and ensuring a vibrant democracy, not really in terms of political affiliation or ideology, but really in its capacity to help teach critical citizens, critical and analytical skills to be able to discern, you know, fact from fiction, to be able to, you know, research historical precedent, to be able to compare different points of view. And he said that, you know, he talked about our founders being skeptical of citizens' ability to really understand what was going on, what information was being fed to them. Do you see that as a critical role in higher education and as an important role for the modern university?
I absolutely see those as critical elements for the higher ed today. I would just caveat a couple of things that you said. When we consider where the founding fathers were and the emphasis on founding fathers, we recognize that the Constitution was not created with an all-inclusive. What we do realize is that the average citizen at that time would not have had access to an advanced degree. And so their skepticism would be well-founded because the pathways to broad-based public education had not been put into place. And so the populace was very likely not to be literate, capacity to read and to understand written documents. And so that to me is, again, one of the functions of a public institution. And I would agree with what you heard at the mini lecture, but I would articulate it in five different areas. We have, as a public institution, a responsibility for intellectual growth, the awareness of economic, social, and civic growth, and for the advancement of cultural growth. And when you bring those together, I think those are the elements for an activated citizenry that then has to be able to take that knowledge, to take that intellect, to take that book learning and apply it. Mm-hmm. Knowledge for the sake of knowledge sake is not sufficient if it doesn't have a critical component of service and action.
Mm-hmm. Real. Yeah. And those of us in public service certainly understand that, you know, the value of service, certainly in my life, it's been a core component of my personal mission. So, Dr. Wheeler, or President Wheeler, I should say,
Daryl.
State University of New York at New Paltz has requested a change to a university designation. In practical terms, what does that actually mean to students and to stakeholders?
On many levels, they will not notice the difference. In January of this year, the Board of Regents for New York State reclassified what they define as a university, and it previously excluded most of the comprehensives like SUNY New Paltz because we didn't offer doctoral degrees, we didn't have a primary focus on research. But with the re-designation at the state level, it now requires that institutions offer advanced graduate degrees in a number of areas. They can be diverse areas. And with that reclassification, SUNY New Paltz already qualified to apply to go from being State University of New York College at New Paltz to be State University of New York University at New Paltz. So because we're known as SUNY New Paltz, that will remain our official name. It won't change our charter. It won't change the mission for the faculty. It really will only allow us to be, it allows us to be able to call ourselves a university. And also it is a recognition that this institution over nearly 200 years has grown and advanced itself in a way that its portfolio of offerings hits that mark that differentiates it from a college to a university and puts it on the world stage with other institutions called universities.
And we'll explore that a little bit further down in the program. So, Daryl, you mentioned the importance of an institution of higher learning contributing to the larger community. And I know from your public master's in public health background, you really know all about the social determinants of health and the extent to which a university or any educational institution can enhance community strength, vibrance, resiliency, sustainability. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Certainly. I mean, it really goes back to the elements that I articulated earlier, that the foundation for the SUNY New Paltz student experience is a groundedness in the liberal arts. Much as you identified earlier from the lecture, this is not about liberal leaning political, but it is about the ability to advance our students' capacities in critical thinking, relevance and understanding of historical facts, the ability to discern elements within our social, economic, and political structures. So a SUNY New Paltz education and the role of our institution as a public is to make our students accessible to this knowledge and to help them to be able to integrate it into career paths forward. We do have a significant service component. As I said, our students participate in internships and civic gatherings, civic activities, but these are all anchored and leaning towards the advancement of being able to be a value added to the communities that they're going to enter and to have the skills necessary to address the complex social, political, and economic issues they will face in their careers. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our listeners want to know a whole lot more about the specifics about your programs, your academics, your institutes. But first, we're going to take a very short break, President Miller, and we'll be back after these short words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and our guest today is President Darrell Wheeler, the new president of the State University of New York at New Paltz. And President Wheeler, or Darrell, before the break, we were talking about your vision for the State University of New York at New Paltz, you know, what the role of higher education is. Can we get now into some specifics about some of the academic programs and other learning institutes or what have you that are available at SUNY New Paltz?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm excited to talk about our programs. So here at SUNY New Paltz, we are divided into five schools. We have the School of Business, the School of Education, School of Fine and Performing Arts, Science and Engineering, and Liberal Arts and Sciences. So that's our big divisions. And across those five schools, we offer about 100 majors at the undergraduate level and 50 programs at the graduate level. So that's the big gestalt for us. Mm-hmm. I can just identify some of our programs. I would encourage any listener to come to our website or come to campus to learn much more. But, you know, we were founded as a normal school that provided education to teachers. And so our School of Education has a very long and continuous record of providing well-prepared teachers for direct entry into K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade education systems and management and leadership positions. Our School of Business is accredited by AACSB, which is the body that accredits probably not more than 10%. I think it's actually less than that of the business schools in the United States. We offer programs in the traditional areas of finance, management, also a new program in entrepreneurship. We also have a Hudson Valley Venture Hub, a Hudson Valley Mentorings Program. We, in our School of Fine and Performing Arts, it covers the arts of theater and painting, vocals, music, design. We have undergraduate and graduate programs. We have the Dorsky Museum, which is part of our school, which is a regionally recognized museum. We have the number one ranked public university medal program in our School of Fine and Performing Arts. In our liberal arts school, we have a bachelor's program in general studies. You were asked about, you know, returning learners or adult learners. And this is really a program that is for those individuals who cannot or are not prepared to do a completely seated undergraduate program. So it has a number of online and non-traditional programs. Also in arts and sciences, we have counselor education. And in our School of Science and Engineering, we have our engineering programs. And we also have one credit modules that are designed to introduce students and professionals to engineering basics of wind turbine. So there's a host of programs that we would encourage you to talk about sustainability. And the idea is to be a value added to our citizens, our students, and our communities.
Wow, that's really terrific. I mean, that's an amazing breadth of offerings. And I guess it segues into my next question about, I know you offer so much, but are there any programs that you and your colleagues are particularly excited about, something new and innovative? I know SUNY Newport started a 3D printing hub not too long ago, and then you just mentioned the Hudson Valley Venture Hub and entrepreneurship programs. Are any that really jump out to you that you're really particularly excited about?
Yeah. I mean, and I'll name three, but if I get in trouble when I'll hear this and say you only named three and you didn't mention our program, I'll come back and talk to you. Okay.
Absolutely, you can bring them with you.
All right. So, I mean, of course, we have the Master of Arts in Digital Design and Fabrication. This is, you know, this helps to work with industry partners in additive manufacturing, and you already mentioned like the 3D printing. So that's clearly an area that we know about. It draws digital design, draws on our ability with our engineering hub to do this kind of work, where the 3D fabrication is an integration of art and computer science and advanced technologies. And so that one certainly has taken legs and has been really well received by our communities. Within our Hudson Valley Venture Hub, again, one that you mentioned, it is really about our ability to program and support connectiveness for entrepreneurs in our city, in our region. We also have the Hudson Valley Mentors Program, which is a free mentoring program for growth-oriented entrepreneurs and small business owners. So again, trying to recognize, and when I look at our geographic area, we have a number of small businesses and those entering the business field who can benefit from this. And then finally, I talked about the rich tradition and history of our education school. And so we offer post-master certificate programs in social justice education. Again, we were talking about being able to address many of the complex issues that face society today and recognizing the integral role that K through 12 educators play in this. And we also have a 30 credit master's program in professional studies that would lead to the graduate degree with an emphasis in social justice educational studies. Once again, reinforcing the key elements of our democratic structure and the ways in which we uphold and maintain that and can bring that into the K through 12 learning space. So those are just a few
amazing ones, really. You know, and when we think about, when I look at the most successful economic development and, you know, redevelopment programs throughout the country, you know, it's always involved a partnership between the private sector, government, and academia. And it sounds like that State University of New York at Newport is really engaged in that process.
Yeah, I've been here nearly 90 days now, and I have met with elected officials in Dutchess County and Ulster County. I've spoken to every president, I think, in the Dutchess and Ulster community, public and private. I've met with venture capitalists. I've met with developers. The idea is, as you point out, it is crucial for us, State University of New York at New Paltz, to be in discussion with our economic, social, health leaders to understand how our programs remain relevant, how we provide the training that is necessary for our students to not only be competitive, but to excel in those areas. And then one that is critical critically important to me. How can we be true partners in identifying not just problems, but pathways to solutions for problems that we face? And you're right, these can only happen through partnerships between institutions. And I am very proud of the work that Don Christian, the most recent president here, did over 13 years and the prior presidents before him to support this institution's ability to be such a vibrant component in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really wonderful. So, President Wheeler, in general terms, can you describe the typical Nepal student and maybe even adult learner? I know that's a broad general statement, but I'm sure you've met a number of them by now. Where do they come from? Who are they?
Yeah, the word that jumps out at me when I meet our students is grit. And what I mean by grit is that our students come with passion. They come with determinateness. They come with a sense of wanting to explore it all. They are not quiet, sedated individuals. They are vocal, they are active, and I think that's what helps this campus with just over 7,000 students, undergrad and grad combined, to be a very vibrant space. I try to walk the campus every day saying hello to students and popping my head by classrooms and laboratories, but our students represent a broad sector of the New York geographic area. Almost half of our students come from Hudson Valley area, about 4% from out of state, and the remainder come from places like Long Island, New York City, and upstate New York. They represent a diverse ethnic, racial, religious sector. Again, very similar to the geographic regions that we come from. We have a large residential student component, meaning residence halls and dormitory, but we also have a significant commuter group. Many of those commuters maybe are non-traditional or adult learners who are either coming back to complete a degree. They may have started then stopped for various reasons, including starting a family or taking on for the first time, adventuring into new areas. We have vibrant community of folks who've retired and decided they wanted to pursue their life passion now that they've done paying for those last tuitions for their own children. It's time for them to come back.
That'll be me.
Yeah. So we're more than welcome you, Vincent. So come on over.
So, President Wheeler, before we run out of time, if you have students out there who may be considering, you know, various colleges and what have you, how would you make the case as to why they should select SUNY Nepal?
Yeah, when we ask our students why they select us, they talk about the vibe, they talk about the reputation, the location, they talk about you can come as you are. Our programs are designed to be rigorous. We are a competitive school, but our programs and our wraparound care and service are designed that when you make a choice for SUNY New Paltz, we want you to make a choice for graduation from SUNY New Paltz. And that's our mission, and we're here to provide on that mission. Anyone who's interested, I would definitely say come to our website, look us up on social media. Ultimately, and more than once, if you need to, come by the campus to visit. Mm-hmm. Our enrollment management team, our admissions officers are here every day to meet you, to greet you, to tell you things about the campus community. I would also encourage students and their families, if you're thinking you're interested in an area, don't be shy about writing a faculty member or writing the admissions office and saying, hey, I'm interested in your fine and performing arts program. I could be there on Saturday. Is there anybody I could talk to? We'd like to help you be able to make that informed choice to be comfortable. And as I was walking past a junior student today, she was like, I love this place. And that to me is the highest compliment.
Wow, absolutely. Well, President Wheeler, we will definitely have to have you back. And we are so fortunate to have you and your leadership position and the State University of New York at New Paltz as part of our vibrant community. So thank you so much for being here. And we are out of time, so please tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.